Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my trusty co-host, Stephen Julian. I pulled out the trusty word again for 2014, Stephen.
I like your resolution. And I like, this is rare when we go on live that we come on right after another show finished. Normally, we have to cut in the middle, so that was kind of cool.
It timed out perfectly.
I know. Of course, everybody who's listening now after the live show doesn't know what we're talking about, but that was cool. I like it.
Well, it's because it's going to be a perfect show today.
That's exactly right. We're off to a great start.
In all regards.
Absolutely.
Our guest today on the show, Nizar Bojani with Text by Choice. He's the co-founder and CEO of the company. And with Sutter McClellan in Gilbreth, it's Todd Sudo. We're going to start with Nizar. Nizar, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Text by Choice is your company. You are the co-founder and the CEO. Tell us what Text by Choice is, what you guys do.
Sure. So Text by Choice provides a communication medium for businesses and organizations to reach their audience in real time. This avenue can be used for communications like emergency alerts or time-sensitive alerts or notifications, as well as for marketing. So if there's a promotion that you want to send out, if there's a new product available that you want to tell a large number of people in real time, that's where text marketing can really help.
How did the company start? Where did the idea come from? Why did you feel like there was a need to start this type of a company?
Sure. So back in 2010, my brother and I, we used to text each other a lot, and because we used to live in different cities, and so I was somewhere in the middle of Tampa and Orlando, somewhere called Lakeland that nobody really knows about. But he was in Tampa, and we thought about, you know, the different communication avenues that businesses and organizations use to communicate with their audiences, and we found that there was a big gap. So a lot of the methods that were being used were very untargeted, yet they were very expensive. And it wasn't real time, so a lot of organizations are still using emails. Emails are fine, but the problem is only 10% of emails actually get read. That's the national average in the U.S. And then there's so much clutter, spam, viruses, phishing scams going on, and we were like, okay, there has to be a better way. So we thought, okay, we text each other. Why not use texting for, you know, commercial purposes? So we started looking for texting applications that were being used by businesses. And everything out there was just so techie that normal people just couldn't use it. So we were like, okay, let's just build something. So I was actually doing my in pursuit of my MBA from Cornell at that time. And I used this idea, a concept, as a new venture project, which was my thesis for the master's. And then, you know, I wrote a whole 60-page business plan and, you know, did well on that. And that's how the company basically started. So it turned into a reality, my project did. And that's how Text by Choice started.
Nizar, I've got to address the big white elephant in the room, and that, of course, is when you're reaching a mass audience like that through texting, people are going to say, wait a minute, isn't that another form of spam? Explain how Text by Choice is not spam, and how can people protect themselves from spam?
Absolutely, and that's a genuine concern that a lot of people have, so I thank you for bringing that up. Okay, so just our name, as it implies, it's Text by Choice, right? So that means that you should not be getting unsolicited text messages from companies that you have never even signed up for. So the way the system works, you're only going to get messages from places that you have actually shown an interest in. So if there are chambers that you're a part of, there are businesses that you have given permission to, that, hey, I'm opting in, I want to get messages from you, then you should be getting those messages. And with every message that goes out, regardless of how you came in, whether you opted in or you were put in a list, you know, with a bunch of people, every message that goes out has opt-out instructions at the bottom. So that was our core functionality that we had built in from the start. So you should not be getting any spam from our system whatsoever. And if you email me after this program, I'll give you a link for FCC's website, where if you get any spam from any company, not just mine, any company out there, you can report that spammer to that website instantly.
I also like the fact that the consumer gets the choice. They have to take the choice to be a part of the program. But also, as a business owner, I kind of know if my stuff's working.
Absolutely.
Because people are going to stay on my list. Mm-hmm. And if they get off my list, I got to go, oh, what am I doing wrong?
Correct.
So real time is again, that huge concept.
Right. And then just to add to that, mm-hmm. because it's consumer-driven, because it's subscriber-driven, your messages are so targeted because it's only going to people who are actually interested in hearing from you. You know, unless newspapers, you know, you get all these junk in the mail and you don't even know what to do with it. A lot of it goes into trash. Open rate for regular mail is 2% because you just get so much junk and it's just a waste of paper and everything. For text messages, open rate is 98%. The complete opposite of actual, you know, regular mail.
Wow. So you've done a fantastic job of explaining the concept and how it started. Do you have any specific stories of how some of your clients have used it? Because you kind of mentioned it's good for promotions. It's also good for alerts. Mm-hmm. Can you give us some very specific examples so that business owners listening will go, yeah, I can identify with that story?
Sure, absolutely. I'll give you two separate examples, one from an organization's perspective and one from a small business perspective. So from an organization's perspective, I think you guys are aware of a global organization. They have a local chapter. They're called TIE Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I think Katie was here on a radio show not too long ago. She actually works there. So they have this annual, so they have monthly events, but once a year they have this annual big event. You know, it's called Thai Visions, and you know, it's a lot of people, big high profile speakers, you know, billionaires coming in to talk. And what happened last year is they still had some seats remaining a week ahead of you know, the actual show, the conference, and they asked me to, you know, help out with some last minute sales. So we sent out a message to all of their, you know, the subscriber base. So by the next day they had sold 20 seats just because of that message, and each seat was $100. So basically they made $2,000 on that sale. Their cost was $65. So $2,000 on a cost of $65, that's amazing ROI, right? And once again, those messages only went to Thai members. You know, it didn't go anywhere outside. It didn't go to all of Atlanta or anything, right? So very targeted, very effective. It works, right? So that was the organization example. A small business example, there's a gas station convenience store owner in Texas that's using our service. And at first he was skeptical. Hey, I just want to try it for a month and see how it goes. And we're like, sure, you know, just try it. So he tried it. Within 3 weeks, so he's got a gas station, convenience store, and inside the convenience store, he's got a deli, right? 3 weeks, this guy gets 500 subscribers, right? So 500 people are actually interested in getting updates from him. So he tells me that anytime he sends a text out, so some days he's testing it, right, if it's going to work or not. So some days he sends a promotion out, some days he doesn't. Whenever he sends a promotion out, his sales jump 20% higher. So that's like a figure from a customer of ours telling us that this thing works, right? And the cost, so 20% higher, his sale, if his sale jumps that much, then he's making a couple thousand more than he's used to. His cost for the month is only $49 for our system. That's all he pays.
That's amazing. You're shaking your head over there.
I'm nodding my head.
As you said, yeah.
He nailed it when he said return on investment.
Yeah, ROI.
I mean, any business owner can get behind the return on investment.
So you could have something on your website where people can opt in. You can have a sign in your store if you
Correct.
Have a storefront where people can sign up to opt in. So I understand. It sounds very simple to get those subscribers. Mm-hmm. How does it work? Is it easy for that client? Do you send it out? Do they send it out? How does that work?
They send it out. They control it. So remember I was telling you in the beginning where we looked at other providers and they're very complicated and you just need like a techie on site to handle it for you. So the way we have designed it is if you can use email, if you have an email box that you log into and send emails out, you can easily use the system. Same concept. You log in. You click on an icon. Then it just shows you how many subscribers you have. There's a text box there. You type in your message. Text, boom, gone. It goes in right away. Also, we have built something that emails actually don't have, a scheduling feature. So, for example, Greater Hall Chamber of Commerce, they use our service. And, you know, every now and then they have this 8 o'clock network over coffee events. So, you know, they don't have to get up at 7 and then, you know, type in the message half asleep and then send a message out. They schedule it the night before. You know, so the next morning at 7:30, everyone gets a message.
We're talking with Nizar Bojani with Text by Choice, and it's an amazing story. You talk about doing the thesis paper at Cornell,
right?
And that, you know, that was your business model, basically your business plan. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised when you did your research that this hasn't been done before? Because it seems like it's like, oh my goodness, why didn't somebody else already pick up on this?
Right.
Is it being done? Mm-hmm. But they're just not doing
as well.
Not as well.
Yeah, so there were two things. One thing, it was not being done as well. Second thing is that it was built around such complexity, and the costs were so high that only big companies, big name companies, could afford it. So you see all these big companies, big clothing store, you know, stores, Express, you know, and Dunkin' Donuts is using it, IKEA is using it, you know. So you see all these big names, and then as a small business owner or a small organization, you immediately think, man, this has got to be expensive. There's no way I'm going to be able to afford this. And then the whole techie aspect around it, that you have to have, you know, some engineer on site to work this. We were like, okay, let's get away from all that. Let's give this out to the common folks. Let's give this out to small business owners so they can benefit as well, because this is something great that is affordable yet very effective. You know, so one thing I should mention is, so traditional avenues, like, you know, let's say billboards, right? You only see them if you pass through them, right? And then half the time you don't even know if they're working or not. Some guy walks into your store, you don't know if someone told him about you or someone, he saw a billboard or what happened. With text messages, you know, you send out a special word. Let's say, hey, mention Radio X when you come in. When people come in and they mention Radio X, you know exactly whether this is working or not, right? Or you put in a coupon code and people tell you, and it works. So we wanted to give this functionality to the common, you know, small business owners and organizations to make their communication media more effective. And basically that was our mandate. That's what we started with.
You mentioned that we're Gwinnett Business Radio. Obviously, most of our listeners are business leaders in Gwinnett. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned you have clients in Texas. Is this something that can be done in any city at this point in time today?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. So your subscribers can come in from anywhere. So let's say if you have a web store that maybe you're based in Gwinnett, but you sell online, you can just, you know, give out instructions. For example, the instructions are simple. Text Radio X to 88588. Let's say if you were to do that, right? So when people text Radio X to 88588, they become your subscribers. Now, it doesn't matter where the subscriber is coming from. It could be from all over the U.S., right? You could have a 201 number. You could have a 678 number. It doesn't matter. When you send a message out, it goes to everyone at once.
Let's talk about security, because that's a big issue. When somebody is opting in and they're giving their phone number, they want to know, okay, it's going to your business and not, you're not being selling it off to every other business, so they start getting that spam.
Correct.
That's always a concern.
Correct.
Talk about security.
Yeah. Once again, great question. This is a genuine concern that people have. Okay, so we have done everything that we can to make sure that all the data is encrypted. So, you know, everything is encrypted, just like, you know, banks use it, all the data, you know, people need a key to unencrypt it. You know, that's just too technical. But we've done all the things that you're supposed to do for data protection. When numbers come in, they only belong to your company. So we have a lot of companies built in. So Radio X could be one. You know, another company could be ABC could be one. Your subscribers only belong to you. Another company cannot see your subscribers, cannot send messages to your subscribers. The database is not shared, not listed anywhere. Nobody can see it.
And your company, Text by Choice, does not sell them off to other businesses.
No, not at all. Everything is protected, and that's part of our privacy policy if you go online and read it. And we're in a very regulated industry. Telecommunications industry is regulated by a Federal Communications Commission, so we have to comply by them, otherwise they can just come in tomorrow and shut us off. So we have to be very vigilant about, you know, making sure everything is protected. We don't even, our own customers, we don't even save their payment information on our site. We use, you know, a subsidiary of PayPal that handles all our transactions. We don't even see anyone's credit cards or anything like that. So we're just that level of security. We're very conscious about it.
Nazar, you've done a fantastic job of explaining how it works, of explaining, giving some examples of how a business owner can use this. So now I'm going to play, and I play this part very well.
Okay.
I'm going to play a little bit of the ignorant business owner. I still don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you are ignorant.
Thank you. See, I play that part very well. My wife would really agree with that statement. Anyway, help break it down even more. Give me some other ideas. Give me some very specific ideas of different promotions that a business owner could use, a typical business owner. Because the only, you know, I think the first thing everybody thinks of is promotions.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing everybody thinks of is, you know, here's a special deal. Go beyond the special deals. How else can a business owner use this to really get that solid return on their investment?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that, because usually people just think about, hey, okay, this is a good way to communicate and send out promotions, and that's about it. But it's way beyond that. It's about building that relationship with the customer, right? So if you think about all the different media outlets out there today and how there's a huge information overload from every place, TV, radio, websites, Facebook, Twitter, just so much clutter out there, and we're trying to, you know, keep up with everything, just stay on top of everything. And now there are these companies trying to grab our attention to sell their products, right? So as a company, if I want to be a front runner and I want to get to my consumer, you know, and if it's something good for him where he's saving money, right? This is a great way to do it. But then again, if you only send promotions, then there will come a time when the consumer is going to get frustrated. So here's an exercise that people can do to develop that brand, you know, develop that consumer interaction, because the more interaction there is between a business and a consumer, the more attached they are, you know, and then there's loyalty, right? So for example, what we did in December, you know, when Christmas time came up, holidays came up, New Year's came up, we gave free messages to all of our customers. We're like, okay, just go ahead and greet your customers, say Merry Christmas, say Happy New Year. We're going to cover the cost for it. So that helps our customers develop that relationship with their customers, right? So it's beyond just sending promotions. It's about that interaction. It's about wishing them, you know, we also designed an automatic system for like appointment reminders, for example, right? So when your doctor's appointment comes up, one click of a button and an entire list of people gets a personalized message about when their appointment comes up, right, with the doctor. Same system can be used to wish people happy birthday, right? Just think about it. I mean, who remembers people's birthday? Friends forget. But if there's a company out there that always wishes me happy birthday, you know, I'm going to be loyal to that company.
I get text messages from my dentist on my birthday.
There you go. Yes. There you go. And you like that dentist, sure. Right? There you go. There you go. It's all about the engagement.
When they're not drilling on my teeth, I like them. Yes.
Well, I was going to say, you said that the open rate of a text is 98%. Mm-hmm. It's rare for a business owner to have an opportunity to say, you're going to start with this great rate mm-hmm. of opening. Don't mm-hmm. blow it.
Right.
And use it instead mm-hmm. and get that return on investment.
And a couple of things. Are they charged by the text? Is that how it works?
Correct. So there are plans.
That's a good thing because Somebody may say, you know, I opt in, but if I get a text from my favorite restaurant every single day, then you start not paying attention to it.
Right. And we recommend that you don't basically, you know, send too many messages. Right. The frequency, we suggest that maximum twice a week, because then people start getting annoyed, right? So you want to use this avenue, but then you have to make sure that you're efficient and not abusing it, right?
We've had social media experts on this show that have talked specifically about that. So you are right on about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For those business owners and business leaders out there that have been listening and go, wow, I want to find out more about this. It really does work. How can they get in touch with you? How can they find out more information about Text by Choice?
Okay, sure. So there are several ways. First, I'll go over the texting way because that's what we do. So if you text TBC, which is Tom, Mike, C. What am I saying? I'm a little nervous out there. But Tom, Brady, Carol. TBC, text by choice. If you text TBC to 88588, you will get a text back with our contact information. Okay, so there'll be the email and you know all that. Our email address is support@textbychoice.com. I promise that if you send in a text or if you call our number or if you send an email to support, I will personally respond to all of your radio listeners. And just as an added thing, just for your radio listeners, what we were thinking is whoever comes in and mentions that they have heard this interview on Business Radio X and they come in with basically that code, we will give them 2 months of our most popular plan for absolutely free, which is the $49 package, which is, you know, everyone uses it. That will be free for them, for your listeners, for 2 months if they wanted to try it.
Now, you know, listeners could listen a month from now or 2 months from now. Is that still on the table?
Yes, whenever. Yeah, just make sure they mention Business Radio X and then they'll have it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right. And the website, again, also is textbychoice.com.
Textbychoice.com. Yeah.
All right. Nizar Bojani with Text by Choice. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun. I love you guys.
you did a great job. We appreciate that. Right. And I think you're the first person to tell us that you loved us.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
Even the ignorant business owner over here. I'm so happy.
All right. Our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio from Sutter, McClellan, and Gilbreth, it's Todd Sudo. Good morning, Todd. How you doing?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Good. Sutter, McClellan, and Gilbreth, insurance agency, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. Tell us about the products and services that you offer.
We offer a wide range of products. The only things we don't do in the insurance world are long-term care, and we're working on that. You got to have a special license in Georgia to do that. We don't do any investments either, but in terms of business insurance or personal insurance, we do all the property and casualty lines to include auto and homeowners insurance. We also do commercial home builders. We handle the benefits and health insurance, both group and individual plans. That's been a roller coaster lately for obvious reasons, but we cover a full line of products.
Yeah, I'd hate to be in your shoes right now with all the healthcare reform and laws going on.
It's been a little hectic.
Yes. We've had some other folks that have been in the insurance industry on the show before, and I've gotten to learn a little bit about the industry because of the show and been educated a little bit, and I understand there are captive agents and non-captive agents, and so you are more of a non-captive because you can really shop all the different companies.
Yes, I'm a broker, so I can shop the market among about a dozen companies that are all A-rated or better in AM Best. I can shop it based on price, and you also want to take a look to see that the carrier is a good fit for the client in terms of their claim service. So that's something that a lot of my clients are concerned about. So that's something we weigh against the price on an individual basis, because each person is different in terms of how they're going to price out with different carriers.
Todd, how often should a business owner look at both their personal insurance as well as their commercial insurance? What's a good range of time that they should be just doing a quick review?
You should review at least every 3 to 4 years, mm-hmm. or if you have a big life change. If you get married, you have children, especially on the life insurance, having children is one of those life events that definitely causes you to need to look at what your needs are.
And I think sometimes, specifically business owners, they love to say how busy they are. They love to almost brag about it sometimes. How long does a good review take? Is this something that they're like, well, I better block out half a day? What is a typical, just somebody who says, okay, I want to get the review done. What's it going to look like? How long is it going to take?
Well, with a commercial insurance policy, there's more fact-finding than with personal insurance. So it can take a phone call of, depending on the complexity of the situation, half an hour to an hour, and then probably half an hour for the broker to make his presentation on what the best recommendation would be for the client.
One other question I had is for business owners out there that are listening to us. A lot of times, they'll say what you don't know, can't hurt you. That's not the case in insurance.
No, there are lots of surprises if you don't set things up properly in the beginning.
What are you finding are the biggest surprises for business owners that they're not expecting, or that they you kind of want to shake them a little bit and go, wait, I just want to remind you, or I just want to tell you, this is something you got to make sure you look at, because a lot of people don't have it.
One of the things that business owners, if they're focused too much on price with their policy, is they don't think about their loss of income. So if you've got a manufacturing plant and you have a fire, you're going to be you might be out of business for 3 to 6 months. That lost income has to be replaced. You've got a revenue stream that you don't want interrupted. So you've got to make sure that the endorsements on your policy will cover that to keep the money coming in while you're making those repairs and getting back online.
Mike, there was a news story yesterday that some gas main leak shut down part of DeKalb County yesterday, and they had a business owner on the news last night. And he said, my business was shut down for a day. There was nothing to do. We were all standing around, loss of income. If there's an insurance incident, here Todd's telling us, imagine that for a month. Imagine that for 3 months. You lose your income, you're out of business.
Well, let's talk. Some people are confused when it comes to water claims, flooding and things like that. And, are you in a floodplain? I don't even understand it. But how does that relate to businesses and homeowners? And how does water affect, what are you covered when it comes to water and water damage? And what are you not covered with?
That's one of the things that's relatively simple, but very few people understand about their homeowners policy. So there's basically three types of water claims. One is a burst pipe, or a leaking appliance, which is covered under your homeowner's policy without endorsement. The next is a water backup claim. So that's defined as any time the water comes through the pipes into your home. That could be a sump pump failure in your basement, which is typically what happens. One thing that's often overlooked is the backup of a toilet. if that happens when you're on vacation, it can cause tremendous damage. And you're only covered unless you have, you're only covered if you have that endorsement on your homeowner's insurance policy. So that's something that's often overlooked and something that agents should be spending time talking to their clients about. The third type of water claim is a flood claim. So that is a separate policy written through the federal government. Agents write the policy, the federal government underwrites it. And that's defined as surface waters coming from outside your home. So it's not a matter of how they enter the home, but it's a matter of that they are surface waters coming into your home. They could come into the windows of your basement or any number of ways, but that's a separate policy, and you have to buy that if you want coverage for it.
Talking to other professionals in the in your industry, the term we hear a lot on this show is umbrella policies. Explain what an umbrella policy is, Todd.
It's an extension of the liability limits on your auto and homeowners insurance policies. So typically the rule of thumb that I recommend is you should have at least as much liability protection as your net worth. So if you're worth $2 million, you should have a $2 million umbrella policy. Those underlying policies should have good limits as well, but that excess liability protection will give you that extra peace of mind, because you know there's a lot of examples you could throw out there. The most common one is a car accident. If you're in an at-fault car accident, then you're responsible for everything up to and including a funeral or permanent injury. And you don't have to watch television too long to see the lawyers on television that are more than willing to take on these cases. And, you know, in many cases, they'll get a big judgment. And you want the insurance company writing that check, not having a judgment against you and having to liquidate assets to pay for that.
So the question would be, how much liability should someone have on their auto insurance?
Well, the rule of thumb is you should have as much liability protection as your net worth. And on your auto policy, for the underlying policy, if you have an umbrella, you should definitely have $250,000 per person and $500,000 per accident for your bodily injury liability on the underlying auto. The minimum that anyone should have, no matter what their net worth, is $100,000 per person and $300,000 per accident.
Obviously, auto insurance, everybody has to have it, you know, by law, so it's big. A lot of questions about that as far as the right deductibles you should have. Should you carry full coverage or just the state minimum? What would your recommendations be?
Okay, so for deductibles, you want to weigh it against the premium. Usually a $500 deductible on collision is not that expensive. You can go to $1,000 if you want to save a couple dollars, but I like the $500. $1,000 would mess up most people's monthly budgets, so I think that's a good middle point.
And what a lot of people forget, they go, well, I'm a good driver. Well, it's not you. It's somebody else that may not be the good driver, and they hit you.
Exactly. And it might not be completely their fault, so you might end up paying your deductible even though you're a good driver. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about is comprehensive coverage is often referred to as other than collision. That's a very inexpensive coverage. So you can carry a $250 deductible on that, have full glass coverage where you don't have a deductible for a rock hitting your windshield, at just $10 a year on most policies. You can lower that deductible and have that covered with a low deductible.
So, Todd, Mike's kind of alluded to it a couple of times. Didn't know if you were aware of this. There are other insurance companies out there.
There are.
I know. It's a big shock. Yeah. I know you've never run across them as you've networked and worked with business owners. But so what sets Souter, McClellan & Gilbreth apart, and specifically what sets you apart as an insurance agent that business owners and individuals are going to want to work with?
Well, I think the main thing is that we really have built our business on gaining the trust of the client. So that's the first part of it is having someone you can trust that's going to do the right thing. And being independent allows us to do that to some extent. But more than that, it's about the people that are writing the policies and the knowledge and the dedication that they bring to the table when they're figuring out your policies. The other advantage is that we're a one-stop shop. So if you're a business owner, then having one point of contact and one person who is accountable for all your insurance needs just makes your life simpler, streamlines things in a way that if you've got things all over the place, you don't have that type of relationship.
And you're not gonna call a 1-800 number and get somebody different every single time you call and have to explain the situation again. It's someone who knows your business, someone who sat down with you.
That does make a big difference because having to re-explain where you're coming from, and if you understand your client when they do call and you've developed that relationship, you already know a lot about their goals, their priorities, and what they're trying to accomplish, so that you can be more proactive and come to them with ideas that are going to fit those criteria.
Well, the company's doing something right because it's been in business since 1953. Todd Sudo and Sutter, McClellan, and Gilbreth. I said Sutter. He said Souter. It is
Sutter.
It is Sutter.
You were right.
And we're not a law firm.
I told you I was ignorant. We're not a law firm.
But you don't have to keep proving it every time.
I'll change it.
No, I'm just kidding. Because, normally you trump me every time because you got that Georgia Tech diploma.
Exactly.
Oops.
I take it back, Mike. I was going to explain the reason why was because I was thinking of that reliever. Bruce Souter. So
it's funny. I'm sitting here saying how much smarter I am, and I accidentally hit a button, and then we got music playing now.
Right.
So, Todd, for those business leaders or anybody really, because anybody needs car insurance, homeowners insurance, looking for more information, wants to find out more about your company, where can they go to get that information?
Well, the website for starters is SMG, obviously, Sutter, McClellan, Gilbreth. So smginsurance.com is the website. I can be reached on my email, which is T, as in Todd, Souto, which is Souto, at smginsurance.com. Phone number there at the office is 678-533-2219. And then people can always reach me on my cell, which is 312-206-7353.
All right. Todd Souto from Sutter, McClellan, and Gilbreth. Todd, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Also, a big thank you to Nizar Bojani with Text by Choice for joining us on Gwinnett Business Radio as well. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs, including this one, 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Steve and Julian.
I'll send you a text later, Mike.
You got it. And I'll try to play the music now properly on time.
Correct.
I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.